This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I can relate to your story. I thought music was going to be my career, and when that changed for me and I had to make a pivot, I said, what am I going to do? And you had that with golf. And so when you had to change from golf, and when you had to, like with the car dealership realizing wasn't open, man, those are low moments, and a lot of us can relate to those. I mean, low, where you're just questioning everything that you're doing. What did you do in those moments? Because some of our listeners might be there. What did you do that helped you get out of that moment in order to see that there was other opportunity and that it wasn't the end of the world?
Yeah, well, I think one thing you have to realize is that with a lot of times when you succeed or if you fail, a lot of it has to do with timing and luck. And I think that everything that you attribute to, whether you really succeed or whether you fail, you do have to attribute some of it to it was just bad timing or it was bad luck. But I think at that time of like my lowest point, I think we all go through it, but you have to come to realization, like, am I just going to stick in here and sulk, or am I going to do something to change my situation? And I made that decision that I didn't like where I was in my life, and I wanted to change, and I wanted to start seeing an impact. And so what I did is I start reaching out to people. First, I started, self-improving myself, self-education. I read, I watched a lot of videos. I needed motivation. And then from that, I started to speak with people who are more successful than me, people who had what I wanted. And I was able to talk with these people and understand, okay, like pick their brain for 15, 20 minutes and just understand what it took in order to become successful. And then from that, what I realized is a lot of the most successful people out there, when it comes to goal setting, they don't necessarily have goals, but they have an overall vision. And to give you an example of that is we all want to be fit, eat healthy, say look good, right? But it's hard to set a goal. Like a lot of people set that goal of I'm going to go to the gym every single day. That's my New Year's resolution. But it doesn't really work out. But if you can kind of ask yourself why you want to get fit, like what is it? What's the main reason why you want that? Is it because you're unhappy with the way you look? Is it because you want to be healthy for your kids? Is it because you want to make a change in the world and you want to be the best version of yourself? And I think once you start having that vision in place, all those little things underneath, such as eating healthy and working out, just become a part of that overall vision. And I'm in pursuit right now of progress. All I'm trying to do every day is get better. I look at life as a success ladder with an infinite number of steps. And all I'm trying to do every single day is just go one step up on that ladder. And there's days where I don't. And there's days where I jump up a couple steps, but that's all I'm in pursuit of is progress. And I know that progress will lead me to where I want to be.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.